Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation railway projects worth more than 2,800 crore rupees at Bhubaneswar in Odisha yesterday. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for national highway projects worth more than 1,000 crore rupees. Besides, the PM launched Subhadra, the flagship scheme of Odisha government. It is the largest single women-centric scheme and is expected to cover over 1 crore women. In Jammu and Kashmir, stage is set for the first phase of assembly elections today. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase. Polling for the second phase in the Union Territory will take place on the 25th of September and third phase will be held on the 1st of October. In Haryana, campaigning is gaining momentum for single-phase assembly elections. Senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah addressed poll rally in Bhiwani yesterday. He criticized the Congress, saying that the party is against reservation for scheduled castes, scheduled tribes and backward classes. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. The Supreme Court Collegium has altered its earlier recommendations to the Centre for Appointments of Chief Justices of the High Court of Meghalaya, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh, Madhya Pradesh and Himachal Pradesh. The Supreme Court Collegium, headed by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud, recommended that Justice Indira Prasanna Mukherjee be appointed as Chief Justice of the Meghalaya High Court. The Collegium also recommended that Justice Tashi Rapstan to be appointed as Chief Justice of the Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh High Court. Earlier, it had recommended that Justice Rapstan be appointed as Chief Justice of the Meghalaya High Court. Justice Tashi Rapstan belongs to Ladakh and would be the first Chief Justice from the region of Ladakh. The Collegium recommended that Justice Suresh Kumar Kait be appointed as Chief Justice of the Madhya Pradesh High Court. Further, it recommended that Justice G.S. Sandhavalia to be appointed as the Chief Justice of the Himachal Pradesh High Court. The Supreme Court Collegium said that its latest resolution will not affect the recommendations made earlier in respect of Justices Manmohan, Rajiv Shakdar, Nitin Madhukar Jamdar and K.R. Sriram. PM Modi-led NDA government completed 100 days of its third successive term at the centre yesterday. Speaking at an event at Bhubaneswar in Odisha, PM Modi said big decisions have been taken for the empowerment of the poor, farmers, youth and women during the period. On the occasion, several union ministers held press conferences in the national capital yesterday to highlight the initiatives taken during the period. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said projects worth 15 lakh crore rupees were sanctioned or initiated during the past 100 days. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Union Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju said of the 15 lakh crore rupees sanctioned for the welfare of people, the government will spend 3 lakh crore rupees towards Nari Shakti. A two-day national symposium of National Disaster Management Authority and the Army Southern Command entitled Exercise IKEA will begin in Chennai today. The primary aim of the exercise is to enhance disaster preparedness and foster robust collaboration among key stakeholders. The exercise will feature simulations, technology discussions and expert insights in various roles of disaster management. Representatives from railways, transport, civil aviation, health, environment and climate change departments and state and national disaster management authorities and the Indian Army will be present. IMD officials, National Remote Sensing Centres, Central Water Commission and Forest Survey of India will also participate in the symposium. The fact-finding team of the UN Human Rights Office have invited individual groups and organizations to provide first-hand information of human rights violations and abuses committed in Bangladesh between July 1st and August 15th. The fact-finding team is mandated to establish facts, identify responsibilities, analyze root causes, and make concrete recommendations for Bangladesh to address past human rights violations and prevent their recurrence, said a press release issued on Monday. The first-hand information that is not already on social media or otherwise in the public domain concerning the period of 1 July to 15 August 2024 and human rights violations and abuse in the context of the protests during that period. Submissions should be sent to ohchr ffdb submissions@un.org. The team also plans to conduct interviews with victims, law enforcement officers, medical practitioners and witnesses. The fact-finding is not a criminal investigation and is conducted independently of any national criminal justice process, said a press release. And that is the end of this news bulletin.